people buried.
In cemeteries, mm-hmm. or mausoleums.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony for the person who's died is
a funeral service.
Mm-hmm. And the box that a person is buried in is a
coffin.
Okay. And a person wearing black after a funeral is in
mourning.
Mm-hmm. And spirits that come back to haunt people are called
ghosts.
Mm-hmm. And a place that ghosts might inhabit that kids are afraid to go into because they think there's ghosts there, that's called. They usually have one at Halloween.
Oh, the haunted house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And God's adversary is the...
The devil?
Mm-hmm. And if a black cat crossed in front of me and I thought I was going to have bad luck, you'd say I was...
Superstitious.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any local superstitions?
No, but I had a friend who is so superstitious, and putting a hat on a bed was bad luck.
I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of what else. But she had so many superstitions that we just had to be careful about everything we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you said, the black cat running in front of you, and what were some of the other things? I can't remember, except I remembered the hat on the bed was mm-hmm. bad luck.
And how about ghost stories? You know any local ghost stories?
No.
If you're really tired, you are.
Exhausted?
If you're really disgusted.
Dismayed, maybe.
If you're really angry.
Irritated.
How about if you're really frightened?
Scared.
Okay. And if somebody leaves in a hurry, how do you describe that, how they left?
In a rush.
Okay. On the 25th of December, you wish people...
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And on the 1st of the year?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. And you know some Indian tribes in the region?
The Tigris.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the ones in New Mexico?
Those are the ones... the ones in... Alamogordo or... I know what they are. In fact, I have read all of... what is his name? And he writes about Indian tribes all the time, about the Indian tribes.
Oh, Hillary?
Is his name Hillary?
What's his name?
Yeah. But he writes...
A mystery writer.
He writes about the Indian tribes in New Mexico and Arizona, mm-hmm. and I love his books.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tigris, and then we have the Apaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have...
up in the Four Corners area.
Yeah, there's some up there. Those are the... You know, isn't that funny? And I know them all so well, all the Indians, because I...
Well, one tribe in particular had trouble with a disease that
and
then, was killing
and
them.
And the Anastasis are another one. That's an ancient tribe. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they aren't even in existence anymore, are they,
mm-hmm.
the Anastasis?
I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
They're gone.
And, yeah, the ones that had that... The Senecas weren't, that's not an Indian tribe, is it, Senecas? No, I don't think so.
I don't remember which tribe,
mm-hmm.
it could be, but I don't remember.
I don't think so. These are the ones around El Paso, in this area.
Hmm.
Isn't that what you said, around El Paso?
Yeah, well, just the ones around El Paso,
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Texas native is what?
Texan?
Mm-hmm. How about an El Paso native?
An El Paso one,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Uh-huh.
Sure, and some natives of other western states?
Well, you'd say an Arizonian and a New Mexican.